Good morning to you. How is everybody? Okay? I want you to do me a favor. If you're happy to be part of this Christian family and happy to be here this morning, let's see the sign. Thank you. There's a couple of things I feel motivated to do before I get to my actual assignment. This being the first Sunday of Lent, I want to share an experience with you that I had this week. For those of you that use the upper room, you know that one day this week, Isaiah 58 was the scripture for the day. And I discovered reading that it's probably good to give up something for Lent, but it's probably more important to add something during Lent. And in Isaiah 58, at least in Peterson, there's a little list of suggestions. Well, this morning I want to give you my tiny list. Number one, I'm going to more truly try to believe and do believe that every person is a child of God. I'm going to try to develop a true love feeling for those people standing on the corner in Yuma in the winter. And even more important than that, I want to believe, understand, and enact that you can't have control and faith both. Now, amen, that's the serious part. Now I have a little tiny story to tell you, and it really is a true story, kind of. You know, in the movies, when you see based on a true story, well, this is kind of based on a true story. Years ago, a good friend of mine, Ray, would you raise your hand? Ray? Yeah. Talked me into becoming chairman of the finance committee. And he says it's an easy job. And then I discovered two people that had it just before me had resigned in less than a month. Well, I'm here to tell you today that the first thing that I had to do was called the mortgage company to find out what the penalty was for not making the payment that month. And the next thing I had to do, because we had gotten a new flock leader, is to find out how many cans and bottles we had so that we could have enough money to pay his salary. Now that's the true part of the story. Three men of the cloth died at the same time. A Baptist, a priest, and a district superintendent of the Methodist Church. And they went to heaven together, and they stopped at the gate, and St. Peter said, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I don't have your rooms ready yet. I've got to send you down to spend some time with Satan till these rooms get done. And I'm telling you, it wasn't 2 days, and Satan was on the phone calling St. Peter's and said, come and get these guys. They're driving us nuts down here. St. Peter said, why? Well, he said, the Baptist is baptizing everyone. The priest is forgiving everyone. And the district superintendent of the Methodist Church has raised so darn much money, they're putting in air conditioning. And we all know, I never ever had to call the mortgage company since Neil has been here. Let me get to my assignment now.